Stephen concludes his discussion on being proactive by explaining how, by being a transition person, we can choose our own response to a given situation, creating our own moods, conditions, our own circumstances.
Let me relate to you the story of a woman who came to me to tell me the suffering and the sacrifice internally that she had to go through in order to start to develop a relationship with her children and the creation of a beautiful family culture. These are her very words. "For years and years I fought with my children, and they fought with each other. I was constantly judging and criticizing and scolding. I knew something had to be done, but I didn't know what. I did know my incessant critical nagging was hurting their self-esteem and the whole spirit of our home, causing much of this contention. Again and again I would resolve and try to change, but just as often I would fall back. Then I'd feel awful, guilty, angry with myself. I hated myself. And as I saw my own weakness in my children's behavior, I took out my self-anger on them. Then I'd feel more guilty, and the more guilt I felt, the angrier I expressed myself. Eventually, I decided to make my problems a matter of sustained thought, meditation, and specific and earnest prayer. Gradually, I came to two insights about my real motives and reasons for my negative critical behavior. First, I came to see more clearly the impact of my own childhood home experiences.